AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A state funeral set for January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. Donna Warder has details.
President Joe Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning, and U.S. flags were ordered to fly at half staff for 30 days following the death of former President Jimmy Carter at age 100. January 9th will also be Carter's state funeral in Washington, D.C. The 39th President of the United States spent roughly 22 months in hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, where wife Rosalynn Carter also died in November 2023 at age 96. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden's announced another big military aid package for Ukraine.
The president says the U.S. will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Kyiv. It comes as his administration has vowed to spend all it has available to help Ukraine before Donald Trump takes over.
We are committed to using that full authority that Congress has allotted to us.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh, 2 weeks after Trump won the election. The administration wants Ukraine in the strongest negotiating position possible, with Trump talking about working on some type of deal between Kyiv and Moscow. The Treasury Department says the U.S. will also send some $3.4 billion in economic aid. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Finnish investigators probing damage to power and data cables under the Baltic Sea say they found an anchor drag mark, apparently from a Russian-linked vessel that's already been seized. A federal appeals court has upheld a jury's finding in a civil case that President-elect Trump sexually abused a columnist in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. The Manhattan jury awarded $5 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. And the Census Bureau estimates the world's population increased by more than 71 million this year and will be 8.09 billion on New Year's Day. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as a strong year for the market looks set to end on a sour note. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Monday. The benchmark index is still on track for its second straight yearly gain of more than 20%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 418 points, it's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Declines in big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft weighed on the market. Boeing fell after one of its jets skidded off a runway in South Korea, killing 179 of the 181 people on board. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.54%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Family films dominated the holiday box office, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 topping Mufasa by a slim margin, the R-rated Nosferatu 3rd, followed by Wicked and Moana 2. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.